This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is time for our Talk Radio Review, a weekly feature here with the DJV gang, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the air to help bring you up to date with the official stories. The list is prepared every week by the folks at Talkers Magazine. At Talkers.com, you can get the story list, the people list. You get Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, a lot of connection to what is going on in the world of News Talk Radio. And certainly one of the big things this week has been that business of donating through RadioCares.org to the Feeding America Emergency Radiothon, raising hundreds of thousands of dollars on radio stations just like this. So hopefully you've participated, or if you want to, you can still give some money. If you want to check it out, you can go to TalkRadioCountdownShow.com and see the button up there for donating, or you can go to DJVShow.com as well. The stories, ladies. Number 10. We talked about this on the DJV program. The Pentagon's UFO videos.
Mm-hmm.
We all got, I don't know if excited is the right word, but we sort of said, we told you so.
The president said that was a hell of a video.
Yeah, right.
Is that the first time in history that a president has commented on UFOs?
Maybe.
Just curious. I don't know.
Asked about it. Certainly presidents have been asked about it. And
they kind of don't answer, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Ooh, right.
They're real.
That's one of those things in the book, the drawer on the president's desk that the new incoming presidents read that tells the story of what the last presidency was about and things that the practical things that you're warned to be careful of or whatever is in that book.
Nobody don't talk about that. Aliens.
Yeah, right. That's it. Yeah, you'll be discounted as a nutbird. That's what people used to say to me all the time. No, I've been talking about UFOs ever since I've been on the air. And people would say,
well, UFOs are real. They're unidentified flying objects. Now, whether or not you want to say that there's a good, reasonable explanation or that it's life from somewhere else, all I know is it doesn't seem like a coincidence to me that the Pentagon has these videos just at the same time that the government's ordering us to wear a mask. I think they're protecting us from seeing the reptilian people. I'm pretty sure of it.
Really? All right. Back to V, the television show. There we go.
Just kidding, everybody. Don't panic. It'll be okay.
Is the show. We got enough panicking going on. The charts for the week of April 27th to May 1st here. Talk Radio Review. Education and the situation in the education world. Not only are children, although I find, I talk to my grandson pretty much every day, and he's all about this, some new things. I send him a monthly gift. All the things that I get from my grandson are educationally oriented. And he's got a good mind, and he loves that kind of stuff. But he's not suffering at all as a youngster. He's been challenged, and they're doing a lot of stuff. Maybe both of his parents, my daughter and her husband, are educators. They're profs at UCLA. So maybe that's what is stimulating him, or part of why it can be a good stimulating atmosphere there. But generally speaking, kids are not doing well, floundering with all of this stuff that, you know, there's no connection. And school has been called off pretty much everywhere till the end of the year, right? There's no school again till fall. Am I right in that?
I heard some states, I think, want to get kids back in the classroom by, like, May 15th. But I don't know if that's realistic. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's a situation. What are they doing in California? They always do everything different in California, Jennifer. So what are they doing there about schools? Is it closed in the schools? The public schools, the private schools, the...
Everything is pretty much closed. All the schools have been shut down in the state of California. Now, they're saying that the governor said that perhaps they would open up in July and start the next school year early since the kids have been out of school for so long. So instead of starting in August or in September, they would start in July or early August. So they may mess around with the schedule a little bit. But even some universities are trying to figure out whether or not they're going to have classes in the fall. And what's going to happen? They are going to open up some child care centers, which I would imagine would mean preschools. in phase two, whenever that's supposed to happen. I guess they say weeks, not months, so
yeah,
we'll see if that
happens. The sooner the better for lots of different reasons. Number eight on the countdown list, working our way toward number one, the focus on interpersonal relationships. No better demonstrated than the fact that a lot of people are signing up to Ashley Madison. That's been one of the big...
I think that's more of a sign of the impending divorce boom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But well, you know what? I was thinking about this the other day. How are people dating right now? How are single people dating? I know a lot of people are doing, like, you know, Zoom dates or something like that. But if you're single, and if you were using one of these online apps to meet people, how in the heck are you doing that?
I think you can do video dating. I think a lot of the apps have added a video component. So, like, if you hit it off with somebody, then you can have, like, a Zoom date. So, in a sense, though, people are actually, you have to talk more to each other before you go on a date.
Didn't Ashley Madison say 17% of the people that are hooking up are actually doing it in person?
No. No one's doing that anything in person. Ashley Madison is just an online cyber.
I thought there was a stat that I heard you
right now.
Well,
17%. And in normal times, you can certainly hook up with whoever.
The thing with Ashley Madison is that these are married or people who are in relationships just looking for a fling, essentially.
Yeah,
but
right.
There's no hotels to go to. Where are you going to find a place to go? What are you going to do? Like,
it's a lot of car stuff, maybe.
Yeah.
All right, it's too much college in my memory there, I guess. Under the circumstances, we move on. Number seven is a focus on technology and how, whether it's the education, whether it's the business, whether it's this type of technology, where our whole existence here depends on technology and what's going on. Now, you had a story, Victoria, that you were following of some of the big providers of technology or connectivity for technology are helping people out somewhat by making this free or that free or easier to get. Is that something that...
Well, a lot of governors came out and said, look, if you have... Everyone needs internet right now, and so you can't cancel someone's internet or their cell phone if they can't pay their bill. And that's pretty much for 90 days, everybody got a stay of execution. And a lot, you know, to be fair, I'm not normally that... favorable. I don't speak favorably that much of Verizon or Comcast or any of the other big providers, but they all have stepped up and said, look, we're taking away all of our data caps because we know that kids are at home, the parents are working from home, kids are doing online learning, the whole family's watching movies on different screens every night. So I think that in this instance, the big tech companies have done right by people, which doesn't happen often.
No. All right. Number six is a focus on this, the FBI manipulating the Flynn file. I don't know whether Michael Flynn, we need to go back and review who he is, Jennifer, or what this is all about.
This is a really terrible,
pretty much an explosion here.
Yeah, this is a terrible story. So just to set the stage, Michael Flynn is a three-star Army general who served the country for decades and then went to work for the Obama administration. He and Obama did not get along. There was bad blood, definitely. And that's one of the reasons along the campaign trail, President Trump started talking with him, brought him up to some rallies, and made him, once he won, national security advisor. Now, in the transition period, Michael Flynn made a call between Ambassador Kislyak and himself. Now, that
who is the ambassador?
Ambassador Sergei Kislyak to Russia.
Okay.
Now, that was in addition to other calls that he made to other governments, but because there was the drumming up of this dumb collusion with Russia narrative with Trump and Russia going on, people were looking at that and kind of questioning it. And he said, well, I didn't call Kislyak. Well, it turns out that he did. I have heard that Michael Flynn didn't remember it because he was out with his family when he took the call. It was a short call. He had been drinking some wine and just, I mean, literally it was kind of like a touch base call, essentially. And this is not unusual when governments are in a transitional period. Well, now we're hearing about this again because Michael Flynn was prosecuted for that. He was charged. The judge told him he had committed treason, all of these things. Well, The FBI just dumped out some notes that show handwritten notes between, at the time, FBI Director James Comey, Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. There's another gentleman who is one of the heads of the FBI that were writing notes to each other basically saying, what is the goal of going after Michael Flynn? And the goal in these handwritten notes was to get him to lie under oath. Remember, the government, when they go after you, they can't get you on anything. They want to get you on lying.
Yeah.
And the truth is, according to many people that I know that know Michael Flynn, he did not remember making that phone call. But the government went at him so hard. They threatened his son. They threatened that he lost his house. He spent $6 million in legal fees. And
the oppression of big government.
Yeah, and so now it's coming out that this was actually a setup. And another character that we've heard so much about, Peter Strzok, was involved with this with handwritten notes, again, that have been released this week saying we have to keep this investigation open.
The FBI is now becoming a political organization instead of
at the highest levels, and that's so unfortunate because when people lose trust, as we see in minority communities with the justice system, what happens? It's a bad scenario. It's a trickle-down effect. And so there are a lot of questions. Now, why didn't Robert Mueller point this out? Why didn't Christopher Wray, who's at the head of the FBI right now, say something about this? And I think the answer for Christopher Wray is that he probably was trying to protect the integrity of the FBI, but he's not doing any favors for anybody. And with Bob Mueller, I think this is further proof that he was sort of just a figurehead here, and this was just more of that investigation. I mean, if anybody saw his testimony, it looked like Bob Mueller was not a clear-thinking individual, but they were using his good name and credibility to continue with this investigation.
It's disgraceful. The government has no business getting involved in things the way they do in these entrapments. All right, we have number five up next here on our Talk Radio Review as we continue. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen here for the week of April 27th to May 1st on the Countdown Review. For many of our neighbors, missing a paycheck can impact their most basic needs, providing food for themselves and their families. So please join us right now and all through the weekend to help those people most affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
Thank you so much. I just can't even believe it.
Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for helping my family.
100% of the money we raise will go directly to those who need it most.
Things are tough, but we're not the only ones.
Please help. Join us at TalkRadioCountdownShow.com and click on the Feeding America Donate button.
Talk Radio Countdown.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrant and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitrant now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain in my feet. My back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitrin at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. Life, from germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our overview of the hot hits in talk radio, the news talk charts from Talkers Magazine. We're going through them now. Story list, so we have time to go to the people list as well. Both of them in print at Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. Number five, but quickly to review, the number 10 item this week, the UFO video from the Pentagon. Number nine, a situation in education in our country. Interpersonal relationships, number eight. The technology of connecting, number seven in this era. The FBI and the whole entrapment thing with Michael Flynn, number six. And we just said we're talking off the air, how refreshing. Most of the time, I don't want to listen to any of this stuff, the political stuff, because it becomes almost nonsense. But it actually sort of felt good to have one of these political, you know, these nonsensical political things as a part of the story list, because we've been away from it so long. We're so tired of the coronavirus here, coronavirus there, yada, yada, yada. Okay. Number five is a focus on our relationship with the bad countries, China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran. Mostly speculation on Kim Jong-fatty, as we call him here, as to whether he's alive or dead. That doesn't seem to have been confirmed or denied. Has it?
No.
Anybody hear anything more about...
I just keep seeing things about his sister has been slowly gaining power over
and
the last...
And uncle or aunt.
And then the uncle who got passed over, I guess, there maybe he's
the
making a resurgence.
The brother of his father. His uncle.
Yes,
yeah.
The brother of his father.
Didn't he kill one of his other uncles?
Yes.
Didn't Kim Jong-fatty?
That's right.
And then who's the guy he blew up with a rocket? There was somebody else that he
another
like launched to launch something. Like, yeah, there's somebody else.
In that family.
How would I know?
Oh, welcome to the
Christmas
family.
Is a little different.
Yeah, right. Sunday.
Everybody
dinner.
Shakes
package
the
is ticking.
Before they open it. Yeah. There's a new
not
car.
Like,
I'm gonna have someone
that's
else.
That's a Reagan's house on Blue Bloods. That's for sure.
Oh man. Trump right. keeps saying that he knows where he is and he hopes that yeah. it will all be okay. So if he does know where he is and he hopes it all will be okay, that to me sounds like he is. Maybe not in the best condition, but maybe
right.
still alive.
But the thing is, though, is we speculated that the sister would take over. Apparently, that's totally not going to happen because it is such a sexist country and culture that
right.
there's no
the
way
uncle.
A woman's ever going to be running that. Yeah,
right.
even if the uncle's yeah. a figurehead, he's going to be the one to take over.
Right. And as far as China is concerned, the push is on from our corner of the world to have our relationship with China sort of notched, if you will, understanding, realizing, and putting into action a plan that holds China responsible for all this mess around the world, which they are completely 100% responsible for. I've been urging, and apparently there are some congressmen and senators who are taking this seriously, bringing legislation in to incentivize getting all of our businesses that are in China the heck out of there, bring that business back to our country, and get our people back to work right away. So if we can spend that kind of money to just keep people alive, we sure as heck can spend that kind of money to bring our businesses back here and keep them here. There's no reason for business to be in China. And look at stuff that you're buying.
I just want them out of our food supply.
Yeah,
out of our. I want them away from our pharmaceuticals and away from our food supply. Those are the two things that, like, for me personally, that mean the most. And that's, you know, the other thing that with the China stuff, with being responsible, the thing that really annoyed me. I just read something last night about. That the U.S. intelligence agencies, so the CIA and maybe NSA, whatever else we've got there, that they say that the virus was not created in a lab, but they're still investigating the lab. So it's like, well,
why would you be doing
that? Well, because there were a lot of security. There were a lot of security breaches at that lab. In fact, they're well documented. So even if this wasn't man-made,
it is man-made. Come on.
I believe that it is. But even if it's not, what they're looking at is just what conditions these people were testing and working in. Because that's how it got out.
Look, it got out of the lab. We don't know if that was intentional, but it got out of.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump announced an approval for a drug treatment to fight the coronavirus.
I'm pleased to announce that Gilead now has an EUA from the FDA for remdesivir. And you know what that is, because that's been the hot thing also in the papers and in the media for the last little while. An important treatment for hospitalized coronavirus patients.
Drug maker Gilead has donated the remdesivir stock it has on hand, and it's racing to make more. More than a dozen states are now allowing restaurants, stores, and some other businesses to reopen. Mississippi's Governor Tate Reeves on Fox's Hannity says it's time.
Our people are smart enough to do the right thing. They're staying 5 or 6 feet apart. They're not getting in groups of more than 10 people. But you cannot lock people in their homes and tell them you can't go to work. And oh, by the way, you can't go outside either.
This is USA Radio News. If you're married to someone who's not a U.S. citizen, you may have to wait longer for your stimulus check. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Americans are eligible for up to $1,200 in coronavirus stimulus money unless they're married and filing taxes jointly with an immigrant who does not have a Social Security number. About 2 million undocumented people are married to a U.S. citizen or green card holder. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it a monumental injustice that must be fixed. But the spokesman for the IRS, Michael Zona, said the requirement of a Social Security number is bipartisan because it prevents illegal immigrants from qualifying for U.S. taxpayer-funded programs and helps reduce fraud and abuse. The IRS also said Americans in a mixed-status marriage will get a stimulus payment if they file tax returns separately. But if they've already filed, they won't be getting the payment this year and will have to wait until next year to submit their taxes individually. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 34 at the hour now. It's the Talk Radio Review, overviewing the top stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. A complimentary to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, another hour of this is a two-hour weekly event. That takes place. Michael Harrison is with us from Talkers Magazine in the other hour, but we have the services of the people that do the DJV show with me every weekday morning around the country. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here with a quick overview of something we've been involved in. I was talking about the number, the dollar amount that's come in for this radiothon to help Feeding America. There is certainly an emergency. This, frankly, could be an ancillary story, a 10A story. The circumstances with food, the food supply in our country, there's a whole long, we could go on for hours talking about what's going on the farms of America, what's happening to the food supply. You go to the grocery store and you can't find half the stuff that you want. Why is there a shortage? Well, there's a long story and a short story to that. But when it comes to the homeless or people who are in need that don't have any money, they can't get food. You know, there are a lot of people that are being supplied food through the school system, and that's all closed down. So what's happening to these millions, tens of millions of people who are food compromised, if you want to use that word? And the idea was put together by a fellow named Ron Stone, who runs a group of radio stations, independent radio stations in our country, and a bunch of other independent broadcasters got together to support it, including me and my programs and my company. So if you want to donate through the end of the weekend, you can do that to help raise more money. I think the figure is in the 400,000 range at the moment after a day or so of raising money for this to help out. You can buy, what is it, Victoria? You said $1 buys 10 meals or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's something.
That's exactly it. Yep.
Would you mind explaining? Let's just spend a moment here explaining how this all works, because Feeding America is one of those charities. I'm not big on charities because they're usually bloated. The CEO makes hundreds of thousands of dollars. The money doesn't go to where it's supposed to go, so I usually stay away. I got involved with Feeding America because every single penny, every cent that is raised goes to buy food for these people. So I don't, but I've forgotten the numbers exactly. You're pretty close to that.
the numbers of...
Yeah, and how much... If you give a dollar, where is how many people does that feed?
A dollar is 10 meals. Yep. A dollar equals 10 meals. So that's, yeah. And so it's not
really great.
It is. And they, what they do is they work with over 200 food banks around the country. So if you go to the feedingamerica.org website, you can find your closest food bank if you are in need. They also take donations. You can, you know, you can donate food to the food bank as well. And so what Feeding America does, they have partnered with Walmart and Costco and Purdue Chicken, and they take the excess food, whatever the surplus is from, you know, those big box stores, and then they supply that with, then they take it to the food banks, and then it's, you know, and it goes from there. But they have, like, I think it's 60,000 programs around the country that they support. It's really just amazing. And, you know, the sad thing is when we talk about numbers of how this is affecting Americans, 1 in 7, now this is before the pandemic, 1 in 7 Americans relies on a food bank.
That's
and so that to me, that's just a staggering number. Right now, I don't know what exactly the number is, but it's more than 1 in 7 are reliant on food banks. We see images of people in their cars, lines and lines around food banks just waiting for these food boxes. And it's an amazing cause. It's a wonderful, I don't even like calling it a charity. I think it's so much bigger than that. It's an organization, and it's a foundation that is really, it's been around for 40 years in America, and I'm so happy that our show has been able to contribute in whatever way we can.
Yep. All right. So let's see. Number 4 on the list, counting up toward number 1, is a focus on the presidential race. Two things come to mind as I hear or see that. One of them is that there's no primary in New York State. Joe Biden doesn't have enough votes right now to seize the nomination. So what kind of skullduggery can the Democrats come up with to sneak somebody else in there, whoever it may be?
I still think it's going to be a long shot. Look,
a long shot for Biden, or a long shot for somebody else?
For everybody, actually. Yeah. Here's what could happen. Forget the opinion here, or my opining. Here's what could happen. Joe Biden will probably not have enough delegates to just walk into the convention as the presumptive, as the nominee of Democrats. Now, that doesn't mean that all the states aren't going to pledge their votes to Joe Biden, and every other candidate who has run has pledged their delegates to Joe Biden, except for Bernie Sanders. So it is a long shot to think that that is not what is going to happen. But there are many what-if scenarios. First, we don't know exactly when the DNC will actually hold their convention, because it's been moved and postponed already. There's been some talk that the convention may take place online. And I don't know if you had a chance to see what the NFL draft looked like, but I was having a conversation with Fred Fryer, who's our friend. He used to play football, and he went, "This is ridiculous," because no one actually stood up. It was just a bunch of, you know, anonymity that protected people's dumb moves. And so if the convention is online...
Yeah.
Then that same thing can happen for Democrats. So there is a possibility that they could move someone in because Joe doesn't have the delegates. I would say that that's unlikely. I think what Democrats are going to do is use Joe to try to get him, because they think he's likable, over the finish line. But keep an eye on whoever his vice president is, because I fully believe that if Joe Biden is elected, and I still think that could be a long shot, but if he is elected, I don't know that he even serves a day or two. I think his vice president becomes president immediately.
I don't think immediately, but I think there'll be a transition. I don't think it's immediate. There's too much structural stuff that would need to change that's part of his plan. It wouldn't just be immediate.
And the polls are not with you
at
the moment,
and that would cause
Jennifer,
so much chaos.
You look at what I've seen this week, 8 or 9 points. Biden's got 8 or 9 points. Now, he's doing a series of interviews this weekend to address this 25 or 30-year-old charge against him, that he raped or molested this former staffer. What was her name? Tara Reid.
Yeah, I mean, he has denied it, and his staff has denied it. But I guess now
he hasn't actually talked about it. He's not publicly said anything about it. And if you think that the news media is not in the tank for Joe Biden, then find out why. In all of the interviews he's done over the last 5 weeks, not one person has asked him about it. Come on.
Well, Chris Hayes got a lot of flack for talking about it.
Finally, after, but that was in week number five. And then what happens after Chris Hayes talks about it? This effort on social media about firing him.
Yeah.
Are
ridiculous.
There any good journalists left?
No. Nope.
I'm not saying that he did it or not, but at least ask the question, because guess what? When it was brought up against Trump or Justice Kavanaugh, they wouldn't let that thing go. It was the story
we know
for
the
weeks.
Yeah, but you know what, though, on the other end of that? No one is talking about Trump there's an active lawsuit from Jean Carroll against Trump on rape right now. No one's asking him about it. He hasn't talked about it. He just said, oh, she's not my
when
type.
When it first came out.
And he said, she's not my type.
Did he really say that?
He did.
My God.
And you know what? That might be
so she wasn't pretty enough for him to rape? I mean, really? That's what his answer was? I know we can laugh at it, but it's vile.
You know what? It makes me go back to Clinton and Jennifer Flowers and Paula What's-Her-Face and all of that stuff.
Clinton was never accused of rape. Or
oh, yeah, he was.
Sure, he was.
Yeah, Juanita Broderick accused him of rape. Sure.
Well, after the fact. I think after she showed up in his room.
Here's the problem, though. We can't do this. Dwight Eisenhower, and
I'm not usually, he had an affair with his assistant when he was in charge of Europe in World War II.
Here's breaking news. These men that are power hungry are all going to have these types of allegations. That's not great, but this is what happens with these people who are egomaniacs, and they become predators, and it's unfortunate that we're in this situation. But the Democrats, I really am taking issue with this, because Democrats have painted themselves as the party of Me Too. And so either we believe women or we don't. We shouldn't be believing women who accuse only Republicans. And that's what's happening. We dismiss the charges against
Bill
Clinton.
The news media underscores.
We dismiss the charges against Joe Biden.
Well, that was a different time, though, Jen, in the 90s. I mean, that's, you know, I don't think we can even compare what happened with Clinton.
All right, we got a story to tell with another...
Rose McGowan is right calling out people for not being consistent on this, though.
All right. Coming up, a conversation about what you know, what you don't know, what you ought to know, and what you are not allowed to know on the Talk Radio Review. For many of our neighbors, missing a paycheck can impact their most basic needs, providing food for themselves and their families. So please join us right now and all through the weekend to help those people most affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
Thank you so much. I just can't even believe it.
Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for helping my family.
100% of the money we raise will go directly to those who need it most.
Things are tough, but we're not the only ones.
Please help. Join us at TalkRadioCountdownShow.com and click on the Feeding America Donate button.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show and our list of stories, the important top 10, according to the workers at Talkers Magazine. Number 10, the Pentagon UFO video. If you haven't done anything, just Google it and see what comes up. You'll be fascinated. Number 9, the educational crisis on all levels in our country because of not being able to actually attend classes. Number 8, interpersonal relationships. You heard the story about Ashley Madison. Well, that's what that's about. Technology, number 7, number 6, the aforementioned situation with Mr. Michael Flynn and the FBI, number 5, our relationship with China and the rest of the baddies around the world, presidential race and Joe Biden status, number 4, the economy, number 3, that speaks for itself, number 2, health care, and number 1, all the inclusive statistics, projections, where the numbers are, who's died, where they are. That's the story list from Talkers Magazine.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. If you or someone you know has tried to quit smoking, you know how tough it can be. Nicotine is highly addictive. Now, doctors are hoping that using a person's genome may hold the key to helping them quit smoking.
So what we're doing is trying to create the best possible chances for them to quit, so matching the best possible drugs that we have available to the right person.
Dr. Rachel Tyndall is head of the Pharmacogenomics Lab at the Center for Addiction and Mental Health and the University of Toronto. Another avenue that they're also looking at are metabolic biomarkers.
In anybody who's a regular smoker, we can look at the rate of their metabolism by looking at the ratio of some metabolites of nicotine in their body. If people are slow metabolizers, they have much better quit rates just spontaneously.
But it can also provide clues as to what medicine may or may not work best. Dr. Tyndall says there is ongoing research looking at using these same techniques for other addictive behaviors. For the Mayo Clinic News Network, I'm Joel Streed.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318. For many of our neighbors, missing a paycheck can impact their most basic needs, providing food for themselves and their families. So please join us right now and all through the weekend to help those people most affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
Thank you so much. I just can't even believe it.
Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for helping my family.
100% of the money we raise will go directly to those who need it most.
Things are tough, but we're not the only ones.
Please help. Join us at TalkRadioCountdownShow.com and click on the Feeding America Donate button.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review here. At Talkers.com, you can find the people list as well. The research at Talkers has to do with finding the big stories, and then the ancillary list has to do with the people involved in those stories. From number 10 to number 1 officially, Kim Jong-un. I refer to him as Kim Jong-Fatty. Is he dead or alive? Number 9, Jared Kushner. Number 8, Mike Pence. Number 7, Xi Jinping Ling Ding. Number 6, Jerome Powell. I don't have respect for him, so that's why I fiddle with his name whenever we talk about him. Michael Flynn's at number 5. Joe Biden is at 4. Number 3 is Mitch is a Freudian slip. Mitch McConnell. Dr. Fauci is number 2. And the President of the United States, interestingly enough, number 1. Most people, most eyes and ears are on what he says, whether you agree or disagree with him. The cameras are on, the mics are on, and the Donald gets the attention. That's the People List from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horner. We're joined by talk host Walter Sterling, who does a national program. And the reason I asked Walter to join us is because he had an impactful conversation with one of our colleagues here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who does the Good Day Health Show, about this study that's been done in France. And I think you, I don't know where you first heard the story, but I know you got wrapped up in it. And if I understand the story correctly, Walter, you published the findings on your Facebook page, and that's where the story begins. Is that right?
Dr. Chan gave me a link to the study.
Yep.
Known as the Marseille study.
Correct.
And I quickly cut and pasted it and put it on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. At least twice, maybe more, I've had items removed from Facebook. The last time something was removed from Facebook was when there was a surprisingly small bikini on a woman in France. So again, we go to France. And they removed that. And then I put up this link that Dr. Ken sent me. Now, I don't know anything about medicine. I'm not a doctor. But Dr. Ken's a very important guy, very impressive. He sends me a link and said, you got to put it up. You've got to put it up. Or he said it like this, you got to put it up. Right. So I did. Mm-hmm. And then I had him on my show again. And I said, well, it's already up. I don't have to put it up again. And I went and looked for it. And there was a line from Facebook that said, content has been removed because it doesn't adhere to Facebook guidelines.
What does that tell you?
Now, I tried it again today.
Mm-hmm.
I put it up again today. We'll see what happens.
So what we have is Facebook managing the news, right? Isn't that what that's about? I mean, because it didn't conform to what Fauci or the news media says, they just yank it.
It's a disturbing trend, though. I know you guys probably heard the video this week from the doctors in California who talked about this being not as bad as we thought it was, and that was yanked down by Google. So this is happening all over the place.
Yeah, these guys are dangerous, and I'm glad you told the story, Walter. Good to have you on again. Walter M. Sterling, listen for him around the country on weekend nights here. This is the Talk Radio Review, Jennifer, Doug, and Victoria at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. As we go through, when I say we, it's a collective effort. Most of the work's being done by Victoria. But I'll do the numbers, thanks. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan with the top 5 items from consumer technology this past week. At number 5, it's all about the IRS, right? The government.
Well, a lot of people had issues with the government, specifically the IRS.gov website, when they went to try to check the status of their stimulus payments, because we know, I think, 80% maybe have been sent out at this point. Mm-hmm. But the final round of people trying to get their stimulus payments or get a status, they were met with an error message saying payment status not available. So what happened was there was a glitch. They uploaded, the IRS uploaded a whole new database of new information where people had gone on and corrected their home address, whether they had moved since they last filed or whatever, or they updated their bank account number. And so when they did that new update with all of that new information, there was a little glitch in it that essentially when you type in your street address, if it's not all in capital letters, it will give you that error message that the payment status is not available. So if you are still wondering when you're going to get your payment, then you can go onto the website and just make sure you type in your home address, your street address in all caps, and it should work.
All right. That's good news. Here's more good news for those of you who want to diddle and fiddle.
Lots of diddling and fiddling, I guess, during the pandemic. Ashley Madison, which is the website for cheating spouses, they say that business is booming. And apparently people who are quarantined with their loved ones are not that happy with their loved ones. And so they have added 17,000 new members.
Not so much love there.
Not a lot, yeah. So they've added 17,000 new members a day in the midst of this pandemic. And they said they've spoken to their members. They do a lot of polling of their members anonymously. And they said that there's tension building up in the homes. Kids are being homeschooled. Parents are kind of at their wits' end from, you know, I don't have kids, but from my friends who have kids, they're at their wits' end with the homeschooling situation. And everyone's trying to also do their own job. So it's kind of not surprising that they found that 30% of the users are females, and they're having cyber sex with their affair partners. 14% of the male users were having virtual sex with their affair partners. And so they said 76% of the respondents, when asked, are they trying to make things better in their own marriage? And 76% said no. Mm-hmm. Not great for the divorce rate. There's going to be a divorce boom. I think thought there was going to be a baby boom after this. Maybe there will be, but I think it's going to be a divorce boom.
Let's move on here. Number three, free phone repairs. So let's see. Let's hope this is good.
This is good. Samsung and Google are offering free phone repairs to healthcare workers and first responders to help support those frontline workers as they're, you know, literally out there on the front lines every day. The two companies are offering repairs in partnership with the phone repair company that's called You Break, I Fix. And they have, this is running through the end of June. All you need to do is just show your badge or your ID as a first responder or healthcare professional. Google's free Pixel repair program is similar to Samsung's, same thing. They've got 500 participating locations around the country, and like I said, this will go through June 30th, which is great news for those healthcare responders.
Number two is a focus on Facebook.
Yes, this is students around the world, as we know right now, are missing out on an in-person graduation ceremony. So Facebook has decided to host their own commencement, and so it's a live graduation event. It's going to happen on May 15th, and it will feature a commencement speech by Oprah Winfrey. And she does give a good commencement speech, so we know that for sure. Shorter speeches will be provided by Awkwafina, the actress, Jennifer Garner, Lil Nas X, Simone Biles, Miley Cyrus is going to be performing, so they're going to make a whole real event out of it, which will be fun. And Facebook is encouraging using the hashtag graduation2020, and people can have their own at-home graduation parties with their families, and you can dress up in your cap and gown, and this will all be launched through Facebook's messenger rooms. And so it's similar to Zoom, but that's how you can watch everything and also have your friends see you at the same time, which is it's sweet. I think it's a nice option for kids who, you know, are missing out on a huge rite of passage.
Yep. All right. Top story this week has to do with some of the biggies.
Yeah, Verizon, AT&T, and Comcast have extended their no late fee and no termination policy. This is, now if you have Verizon as your cell phone provider or internet provider, you have to go onto their website and fill out the hardship form if you have lost your job or if you're having trouble paying the bill. So if you don't do that, they can cancel you, but if you do, they'll work with you. AT&T and Comcast as well, they're going to work with you until the end of June.
So, in other words, you snooze, you lose on that one. You got to get at it.
Communication is key.
Yep, right. Connect to them. That is, if you can get through on the phone to any of these outfits, that's another always a choice experience. So those are the top five items as determined by Victoria Keelan from the World of Technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.